Okay, we're going to begin. While you prepare your breakfast and wash, I'm going to begin because we do not have a lot of time and did prepare a lot. So try to get as much as we can done. Yesterday I mentioned Hashalashudis, the similarities Sukkot and Chanukah. Sukkot is 8 days, Chanukah is 8 days. Sukkot has Hadar, pre-8th Hadar. You have an Esrig which should be a Esrig chosen from the best. We find Mahadrin on Chanukah. Sukkot is Zeche L'Anani HaKavid, which is B'Schus Aron. And the Nes of Chanukah happened Al Yidei the Kehanim. As you can see, the Sfas Emes, if you're looking on the side of the sheet that begins with the Sfas Emes, you will see that the Sfas Emes mentions these that I just mentioned. And there are many other similarities, as the Gemara mentions in Masechet Shabbos, Beis Shammai holds that Poichsim V'Hoichlim. So tonight you'll be lighting one candle. And where does Beis Shammai learn that out from? He learns it out from Sukkot. Because on Sukkot you went from Purim, a large amount, to every day a smaller amount. And the similarities are many. The question is why? What's the connection between Sukkot and Chanukah? So the simple explanation, I'm sure you heard this, maybe you spoke about this at your table on Shabbos, is that the Mishkan began to be built on Sukkot. Yud Tesvav, the Anani HaKavod left by Shivas HaBetamiz. They returned when we received the Lucha Shniyos on Yom Kippur only after we prepare for the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yud, the 10th day of the month. For the next Yud Aleph, he says, let's collect for the Mishkan. They collect for 2 days. On Yud Aleph already, Moshe Rabbeinu says, die, I have enough already. And they begin building on the 15th day. They begin the Mishkan building on Sukkot, the Anani HaKavod return to the Mishkan. And the completion of the Mishkan was actually on Chaf Hei of Kislev. Bnei Yisrael ready to enter into the Mishkan, excited that they did it in a couple months. Try to imagine, especially those that have done some construction in their houses, to be able to complete this in a couple days, the collection, have the money in a couple days, and then to be able to complete it in 2 months' time, unheard of. But there was reason, as the Sifsei Chaim explains, and they worked 24/7. Everyone who was able to get involved in the actual building of the structure got involved. Comes the 25th day, and Hashem says, we're not ready yet for the Mishkan. We're waiting for Chodesh Nisan, the month of Yitzchak. When Yitzchak was born, that is the month when the Mishkan is actually going to be used. Why Yitzchak? Yitzchak was Maaser Nefesh to Hashem, being brought as a carbon, although he didn't hear directly from Hashem. This is how the Sifsei Chaim explains. The Mishkan is Mesiras Nefesh. We're showing that we are ready to give ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, I want you to wait till the month of Nisan when Yitzchak was born, as we learned in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And Klal Yisrael, very, very down. They're ready to walk in. Imagine building a Beis HaMedrash, finally the shul is ready, the yeshiva is ready, and you said, you know what, you have to wait, for no reason at all, wait a few more months to be able to go in. And they approach Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and they accepted it. However, as the Medrashim all explain, because this month of Cheshvan was Kislev was when the Mishkan was really ready, so Hashem said, one day you will have the return of the Chashmonaim entering into the Beis HaMikdash on that day, relighting the menorah as a Zman, chosen already Sukkot time, because of what happened when they began the building of the Mishkan. So that's the simple explanation that Mefarshim explained. The Mishkan Sukkot began on, the building of the Mishkan began on Sukkot, completed on Chaf Hei. We read every single day, Chanukah HaMizbeach, and therefore that's the connection, Sukkot and Chanukah. However, there's a deeper reason based on the Maral And I'd like to share with everybody the Maharal's reason and then explain a little bit also going back to the Sifsei Chaim. So one of the Svarim that one of the Gedolim living in America wrote a Sefer, Ze'ev Yitroif, was Rabbi Hoberman. And in his Sefer, he brings down the Maharal. I just really briefly said, Olam, if you want to say this over today, you'll remember that we did it in the Shir today. The Maharal says that there are three parts to Emunah. What do we have to constantly believe? We say Ani Mamin, but what are the three Ikrim? One is that Hashem created the world, and there is a God in the world. We don't believe that it happened by itself. That Hashem is the creator of the world. And then we have the Emunah that Torah is from Har Sinai. That's the second. We have to believe Torah Asmaisha is coming from Har Sinai. It wasn't made by a human. And then we also have to believe Hashgacha Pratis, that Klal Yisrael has constantly HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching us, and everything that happens to us is because of the Ratzon of Hashem, and by the Gayim, that we don't find that Hashgacha Pratis. Maybe if we have a shir on how Hashgacha works, years ago, we spent many, many months working on Sifsei Chaim as a sefer on it, but for today, it's just necessary just to know that Hashgacha Pratis is for Klal Yisrael. It doesn't work by the Gayim like that. There's Malachim involved, without going into all the details. Every Yontif, when you look at the Torah, looking at the other Mefarshim, every Yontif is corresponding to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, to what they represented. But each Yontif is really there, as the Maharal says, to focus on one of these Ikrim. So Pesach is that there's a God in the world. Hashem is performing these miracles, showing the world is a Kriyas Yamsuf. Don't believe in the Egyptian gods. Don't believe in the firstborn that they actually used as their god. Don't be pagans. And that's what Mitzrayim was all about, to show that there's a God in the world. Shavuos, the Yontif of Shavuos, is to show that the Torah is Min HaShemayim. We celebrate Shavuos, Torah is Min HaShemayim. Why do we celebrate Sukkot? Sukkot, says the Maharal, is to show that Hashem is watching over us. Hashgacha Pratis. That's what Sukkot is all about. Each Yontif, therefore, also gave a kayach to a Yontif Derabanan. So, for example, when you start looking at the similarities, Purim is similar to Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah, and Purim is also a Matan Torah. So we have a Derabanan, and that the Sfasemis also alludes to that. The Dairaisas and the Derabanans in a different Sfasemis, and I think Tafresh Memalef a year later, that Purim is Shavuos. What is Sukkot? Sukkot is Shmira. What was Chanukah? Hashem watched over us. We did not deserve to be winning this war, and the fact that we won the war with 13 Chashmonaim going out to battle the Greeks, that's Hashgacha Pratis. So Chanukah, therefore, is connected to Sukkot, because the Chanukah is really the same idea, the same message that Sukkot is, that Hashem watches over us. We have now a mitzvah derabbanan on Chanukah, which is also, and that's the Sfasemis' words, it gives light. It gives light to the Yontif of Sukkot. The Sukkot gives light to the Yontif of Chanukah. You look at the last thing, it says, Achin Erlaimah, Shal Yidei HaNeres Chanukah, Meir HaOres HaMenorah Gam HaYoyim B'zman HaZeh. What's the R? The R is this message. The message is that there's Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashem is watching over us. So we have another connection here from Chanukah to Sukkot, and therefore we find in the Svarim that you can do tshuva from Sukkot to Chanukah. Bikurim Ad Chanukah. We find in the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim is this connection. So as we enter into the last couple days, we're really, as many, many say, completing the Yontif of Sukkot now. This is the Gemara of our Sukkot. That's the realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shomer watching over us as we sit by the Neiris tonight. We should be ma'ir that to our children, that life and the Yontif of Chanukah is really all Biyad Hashem, and we want to have the Or, and as I mentioned very briefly yesterday, but for those that were here on a Friday night, a couple weeks ago, we spoke about how today is the day of Rav Meir Balanes. Rav Meir is light, and it is very important today, brought down by Rav Chaim Palagi. He actually brings it down from his son, that there's an inyan of giving kaf today, giving 100. So the Olam can give $100, 100 anything. In whose days, he had 100. I don't know what coin it was. But the inyan of today, that it's Rosh Chodesh Teves, Toiv, and it's Meir, it's light. And Rav Meir is the one who says, we all say when you lose an object, Elikad de Meir Aneini, the God of Rav Meir should answer me. Why do we say that? Because Rav Meir is the one that performed miracles. Rav Meir performed miracles What did he tell those that needed help, the warden of the prison, when he was afraid of the dogs? Kadamer aneni, use the lakadamer aneni again when they were about to hang him. Lakadamer says the Marsha, and we spoke about this the Friday night. What's the lakadamer aneni? You're not allowed to put the name of Hashem together with a human. Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, they were not alive anymore. We don't have a right to say, like the Pasuk didn't say Elikei Yaakov until Yaakov dies. And for Rav Meir to say the God of Rav Meir, answer me, or God of Meir, answer me, you don't have a right. For Ektem Marsha. And for the Marsha, and this was a true gem that the Marsha is Megala to us, the Rav Meir was not telling us the God of Rav Meir, the God who helped us during Chanukah, the Hashem who was there and gave us light during, that's what Meir is. And today, says Rav Chaim Palagi, is the day where we bring that out. So you're Menadev money to Rav Meir Balanes. What does that mean, Menadev to Rav Meir Balanes? To what Rav Meir Balanes wanted us to give tzedakah, which was really to Tveria. However, those that we were here a number of years ago, we spoke about how the Iker is to give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to the Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a tremendous, I don't want to use the word skula, because Olam knows and then we're already going into skulas, but there's a tremendous inyan today to give tzedakah. And when you're giving the tzedakah, you say, Elikeha the mayor, the one who gave light, Aneini, just like in the days of Chanukah, you should give light in this month when it's a dark month as we head into the Asara B'Teves and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, as the Shem Shmuel writes, that the reason why the Goyish holidays always fall out right after Chanukah, during Chanukah, sometimes coincides with Chanukah, like I'm sure next year it's going to be somewhere during that time of the year, says the Shem Shmuel, because the Greeks were so influential into the lives of the Jewish people, that there was a lot of tumah in the world. And because there was so much tumah in the world, this neshama of Yashka was born during this man, that even though Hashem did help us out winning the war against the Greeks, but there was a lot of tumah. As I was speaking in one of the classes this week, I said to them, and the Prisada, the author, is the Prisada wrote a Sefer, Tshuva Sefer, but he says, and I think we, going through these last 2 years with Corona, watching our children, can appreciate what he says. He says, what do you think it was, and he wrote this Sefer more than 100 years ago, what was it like when the Greeks said, no yeshivas, everybody has to stay home? The boys in yeshiva and the girls in the Beis Yaakovs, they were thrilled. We can get home, we can stay home, we can Zoom from home, we don't have to go to the yeshiva, we don't have to be, it's like when you have that snow day. We're all excited. Oh, we don't have to go to yeshiva. Chanukah, we're off. We don't have to go. He says that that's what happened. That the boys in the yeshiva were excited. We have vacation now. They're making us go to the theater. We can go to the football games. We can go to the Olympics. We can go to the sporting events. We go to all their entertainment. They're making us do that? Oh, wonderful. They were very, very happy. What happens when the Chashmonaim win the war? Oh, there's yeshiva again. We have to go back to yeshiva again? He says that the yeshiva bachrim and the girl, I don't know what type of a Beis Yaakov really there was in those days, but at least the boys, he says, were not happy at all. We have to go back to yeshiva now. The yeshiva's back in session. We're back in the classroom. We're not Zooming anymore. It's like they didn't have Zoom then. If they had Zoom, maybe they would have Zoom. But they didn't have that geschmack. Oh, the only ones that were really happy were the Rabbanim. The Rebbeim had a job back now. Now they have to go back to the yeshiva. Says the Prisada, they didn't want, therefore, to celebrate with basa or yayin. They didn't want us to celebrate with eating, because then the people were not really happy. You celebrate with basa and yayin when there's a simcha. They were not so happy. They were not very, the only ones who were happy, the Rabbanim. What did the Rabbanim enjoy? Praising Hashem. They enjoy davening. Thank you, Hashem. We have our jobs back. Thank you that the yeshivas are open. Therefore, Chanukah was the zman of where the Goyim did influence us, and there wasn't a simcha. Today, the Gedolim say that today we should be having meals together, spending time together, eating together, saying Divrei Torah together, because in our time, that's what brings us together, and that's what, at least we can talk about the miracles that way. We're not going to, if we don't have food, and we're not going to get together, we're not praising, we're not getting together in houses to thank Hashem, thank you Hashem, that we have Chanukah. So today, the only way to do it is with food. That seems to be the way to get people to appreciate, sing, thank Hashem. We get the children to appreciate. That's why it happens to be, where did the minute come from to give children money, and not gifts, to give them money? The children didn't want to go back to yeshiva. The only way to get the children to go back to yeshiva was to bribe them to go back to yeshiva. And therefore, the reason why we give our children money, we're giving them money, we're not sending them to yeshiva today. They're off today and tomorrow, and they're off last week, Thursday, too. But in the days of the Greek, that's how you got them to go to yeshiva. Here's money, go to yeshiva. It was the only way to get them back, to remember that how they got them back, to go to yeshiva, we give the kids money, too. You don't want to bribe the children to learn, but you're allowed to bribe them to get to yeshiva. That you're allowed to do. We're going to see in Rashi, there's a raya from Rashi, Masechtas Tainis, that you could do. You could bribe them to go to yeshiva. I don't want to give a share about chinuch habanim now, when you could bribe and when you can't. Don't bribe any child to learn, because then they're not going to do it. That's totally shaloi lishma. If you're going to bribe the kid to go to yeshiva on time, go to davening on time, that's fine. You have them there. Therefore, this man of the year is a man of where the tumah in the world is very, very strong. We have to counter that with Ur, and we counter it with Ur on a day today, which is Rosh Chodesh, which is the day we just finished. We went from Shabbos into Rosh Chodesh, and we are heading into the eighth day of Chanukah, which represents Bris Milah. And therefore, I really have a lot to speak about this, but just briefly, we'll have to return to this at some point. But Shevet Levi was chosen, and if you look at the sheet, Ulalevi Amar to Mechavu Rechel Ishkasidecho, in Parashas Zayis Habracha, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the bracha to Shevet Levi. So the first message is that they never complained, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. We're gonna leave Pasuk Ches out for the moment, only because we don't have time. But if we go to a Pasuk Tes, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's the Milus of Shevet Levi? Milus of Shevet Levi, Ha'aymer La'aviv Elimi La'ireisiv, referencing the Egel, that when it came to the Egel, they didn't care if you were a relative or not. The job was to rid Klal Yisrael of those that were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'es'achav La'hikir, they didn't care whether it was a brother. The Mefarshim will speak about if it was the old Shevet Levi didn't do the Egel, so what does it mean, Aviv and Ima? Their Aviv and Ima didn't either do it. Again, we don't have time, but any family member through marriage, they didn't care. It doesn't really mean Aviv and Ima. They carried out the Ratzon of Hashem. The next Pasuk, let's finish Pasuk Tes. Kishamru Imrasecha, they watched the Imrasecha, Uvrischa Yinsayer, what is that referencing? So Rashi says, you could look it on the sheet, Rashi says, referencing Bris Mila. The Chizkuni brings it down. They always made sure to be Mekai Mitzvah Bris Mila, even in the Midbar. Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar did not perform Bris Mila. So once again, Shevet Levi comes to the Egel, they fought for Hashem. Bris Milah, they made sure that throughout the years in the Midbar, they're always going to have a Bris Milah. Let us go weiter. Pasuk Yud. Yoyru Mishpatech Liyahu. Who were those that paskined the Torah for Klal Yisrael? Shevet Levi. And therefore, Yasimu Ketayra Ve'apecha V'chalam Ezvechacha. Yasimu Ketayra also references Bris Milah. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. Bris Milah is like the Ketayras. And then, what's Pasuk Yud Aleph? Baruch Hashem Cheloi Upayol Yod of Teretzah Mechatz Masnayim. What is that talking about? So look at Rashi all the way on the bottom. So Rashi says on the bottom, it's referring to the Chashmanayim. Dover Acha, I'm reading you the last line on your first side of the sheet. What does Mechatz Masnayim mean? Strengthen your loins, go to war. Rosh Hasidim, turn over the sheet. Chashmanayim, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Ubanim Lachem Im Yubanim V'spalu Aleihem. There were Yud Beis Bnei Chashmonai Ve'Elazar, altogether 13. So that's the Raya. Rashi says there were only 13. Keneged Kamei Revavos. V'kach Ne'emar, Baruch Hashem Chelo. He gave them strength, and they were able to win the war. What do all these three have to do with Shevet Levi? There's something, there's a thread that connects all of them. So again, Shevet Levi, Egel, they stand up to fight for Hashem. Bris Milah, they, throughout the years in the Midbar, they performed the Bris Milah, and because of that, they are able to win a war against the Greeks. So just briefly, if you do want to connect the dots here, so the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos does talk about why there was no Bris Milah in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael didn't perform, only Levi did. We see Rashi says they performed Bris Milah. Why didn't the Bnei Yisrael? Ibay Yisema, one Torah says, Mishum Chol Shadu Urcha, says the Gemara Yevamos, they were weak, you're traveling. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to do Bris Milah on his children. That's one answer. Bibayasema, let's learn the second answer. It's on the next Amid and Ayin Bez Amid Al. Mishim Delay Nashab Lechruvetzvanis. There was no northern wind, and for refuah, after a bris mila, the sanya called Oysan Abayim Shanashai Bemidbar, Loi Nashbalem Ruach Tzvainis. And the Gemara says, why? They were really, they were in Cherem because of the Averis that they did. So there's no, it wasn't possible for them to have the wind because they were surrounded by the Anani HaKavid. If it's dangerous in the Midbar to have the bris mila, so how did Sheva Levi perform the bris mila? It's dangerous. You're not allowed to. It's a sakana. That's the Chassam Sofer's question. And the Chassam Sofer answers that, being that we just said, the Gemara, they were Nizufim. What does Nizufim mean? Nizufim means, if you look at Rashi, and I made it in bold, they're not Roy. But Sheva Levi wasn't sent. They were not in Cherem because they fought for the Eagle. So they were able to have the Bris Mila. So the only ones who were able to have the bris mila, there's a whole Chassam Sofer, how did they have the Ruach Tzvainis? But he says that there were cracks in the Anani HaKavod, a fascinating Chassam Sofer, that there was a Ruach Tzvainis, Tash V'Shei V'Levi, and he says, therefore, that itself was a miracle. But they were able to perform bris mila. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not on your sheet, I didn't have room on the sheet, but the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and if you want to see where the Rabbi Kiva Eger is, if you want to look it up, it is in... it's in Madura Kama, Simen Mem Beis. So you remember Simen Mem Beis. In Simen Mem Beis, he says like this, that when you don't have a bris mila, you're not able to learn Torah. Mila, mavli lemilas halev, lahavin alahaskil b'Torah. So the only ones who really understood Torah then were Sheva Levi, because they were the only ones who had the bris mila. Who was able to therefore pass in Torah? Yairu mishpatach el Yaakov, the only ones who could pass in Levi, because in the Midbar, no one else had a bris mila. What did the Greeks try to they didn't want us to keep Shabbos. They didn't want us to keep Mila, and they didn't want us to keep Chaydish. They didn't want those three. What is Chaydish? Did I put it on the sheet here? I didn't have room for that either. So I don't have it on the sheet either, but you'll have to remember this. Well, what is the first mitzvah given to the Bnei Yisrael after they leave Mitzrayim? Is a Chaydish Hazeh Elokim, Rosh Chadashim. What is the Medrash says, Rosh Chadashim? Chadashim are lochem. You decide when it's Rosh Chodesh. Whenever you decide, Hashem says, then I accept it in Shemayim. We had that in Rosh Hashanah. Whenever it's Rosh Hashanah, where do we see the kayach of Rabbanim? It's from Chodesh. The Greeks did not want us to have that kayach. Who was the one who was pronounced the Rosh Chodesh? Was Sheva Levi, because they were, at least in the Midbar, they were the only ones who had the kayach HaTaira. So they have the kayach HaTaira. Why? Because they had the Bris Mila. They have the Bris Mila. Why? Did they able to have a resilient? Because they didn't sin by the Cheta Egel. So the only ones who had this kayach of Tyra, who had the kayach of Psak Tyra, and had clarity in Tyra, was Sheva Levi. That's why in Mitzrayim, they were the ones, and they throughout Sheva Levi's history, dating back even to this week's parsha, Levi, when they open up the suitcases, Rashi says it was Levi that found it. Also connected to what Levi represented for the future. But what was Nageya to us therefore is that we understand beautifully now Pshat and the Psukim. So let's go back to understand the Psukim, and therefore if you want, you can say this over. It's just a beautiful explanation to all these Psukim now. Ha'aymer la'aviv li'imai, look how they flow. Who was the one that said, la'aviv li'imai? That was Ma'aseh Egel, that's Sheva Levi. Because Sheva Levi, they didn't sin by the eagle. What does the end of the pasuk say? Ki shamru emrasecha, bris chitzer. They were able to keep bris mila. Oh, they're able to keep bris mila. They're zaycha to taira. What's the next pasuk there for? Yairu mishpatecha liyakar. Oh, now you're zaycha to taira. Who can go fight the Greeks? The Greeks didn't want us to learn taira, we mentioned. They didn't want us to keep the Shabbos, which is if you mechal Shabbos, yavir avoy dezara. Who is the one that can fight for the Shabbos? Who can fight for the Bris Mila? Who represents what Rosh Chodesh is all about, that it's Tully and the Rabbanim? Levi. Oh, Levi, says then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Baruch Hashem, Chelo, Yopal Yotitz, comes along. The Greeks, who's going to be able to fight the Greeks? It's going to be able to be Shevet Levi. So you see the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu in these psukim, alluding to generations later, but it was the Bris Mila, it was the Shabbos, and it was the Chodesh, Therefore, I did see that that's the inyan also of getting together on Hanukkah. So for those that do still have the chagigas today, the family gatherings, it's important to understand why are we getting together with the families, because it's a zman of when they didn't want us to get together with our families, the Greeks. Because that's Tarisha Balpeh, that's Mesaira, that's spending time with our grandparents. They did not want us to spend time with our parents, with our grandparents. They wanted us to be out in their world. Don't listen to your parents. Tell them that they're from a different generation, which is what our kids all tell us. You know, they don't understand us. We don't understand them. That's what the Greeks tried as hard as they could. You don't understand. Your parents don't understand the world. So we get together with our parents. We get together with our grandparents. We're showing, no, we need this Messiah. We need to have this connection. And that's really what we find in the Parasha Menashe. What does Yosef, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, and I've mentioned this numerous times, everyone in Mitzrayim, you see when you're in a certain country, you eventually, assimilation is very, very prevalent. And learning not just their ways of life, but acting the way they live their lives too. And we see that just in the names, says Rabbi Yaakov, because Paroi, as we're going to start reading about Paroi now, everyone in Mitzrayim had those letters of Paroi in their name. Shifra has a Pei Resh, Hey, name of Paroi. Pua, Pei Ayin Hey, also has Paroi. Ephraim has a Pei Resh, says Rabbi Yaakov, that you see how it's seeped in even to the Bnei Yisrael. What's Menashe's name? Kinashani Elikim is Beis Avi. We read in the parasha. Yosef is saying that I'm forgetting my father's home. Now Rashi learns I'm forgetting the tsaris. However, Rav Yaakov says it's more than that. I don't want to forget where I came from. I don't want to forget who my grandfather was, my great-grandfather was. I'm going to name my son Menashe. Menashe means to forget. I don't want to forget. The same letters of Menashe are Shmoina, Shin Mem Nun Hei. The 8 days of Hanukkah, we don't want to forget. Also, the same letters of Menashe and Shmoina is Neshama. What's the Neshama? The R is to connect us with the previous generation. We light the candle. The R that we light every night is to remind us of the Neshamas, the previous generation. And you unscramble the letters one more time, and it's Hashemen. Hey, Shin, Mem, Nun. Same letters, Menashe, Shmoina, Neshama, all the same letters. Then you zeicha to the oil. Oil represents, as the Gemara says, we've learned that if someone is afraid of going to forget or they want to remember something, haragel b'shem zayis, if someone has olive oil, they'll remember even from 70 years ago. We had in today's daf, and that's really for those that didn't learn the daf yet, but we're going to learn about Chayni Amago, how he slept for 70 years. The inyan of 70 is the inyan of the next generation watching the, and that Shem brings you back that memory of what's up. Oh, the Greeks did. Why are they metama all the oil? They don't want us to remember. We want to sever that connection with the previous generation. We want you to forget what the past is all about. We're going to touch the oil, because if you don't have oil in the menachas, you don't have the zikaron that is necessary. They go ahead and touch all the oil. Through the nes of Hanukkah, we're here to remember with our parents, our grandparents, spending time with our children, making sure that they remember the messages of what our parents taught us. They're not from a different generation. We understand them. They think we don't understand them. Maybe we don't understand everything of what they're trying to do. But we should be zeicha that through this Chanukah, the mayor, that lakad the mayor, that just like Hashem gave light during this Zman of Chanukah, we should have the light, and this month should be a light month of with his or the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, when we do see finally the menorah that is back to the menorah that we lit in the times of the Mishkan, we should be zeicha to see that R and the Shmoina, which is Lamanatzeach al Hashminis, the number 8 is a very important number when it comes to the days of Mashiach. Shkoyach.